Well, from a terminal's point of view, no art that does not have its roots in some little tiny underground trickle of spiritual reality is not art. It's simply self-expression.
Yeah, right. But this is something I have come to feel very strongly, because I've seen certain examples of modern art. I don't know whether I should mention any names. No, perhaps I'd better not. But some of them seem to me to be just people, as I sometimes say, being sick onto the canvas. And they should just, you know, just get rid of it. I mean, perhaps they need it to be sick. I'm not quarrelling with
but
them being
the
sick.
But not on the canvas.
Or even on the canvas, you know, if it's... or at least on an old used piece of canvas. But please don't exhibit it, and please don't call it art and ask us to admire it.
Yes, it's not nourishing anyone's
soul,
is it?
It isn't nourishing any of us, no.
Oh, yes.
It belongs to the hospital, not to the art gallery.
We had a piece on Francis Bacon on those lines. Oh. But there's a in the current Temenos, Tarkovsky, whom you would like, because he is, of course, an Orthodox Christian artist in the film.
Indeed.
And he said, let anyone visit the Vatican Museum of Modern Art. Can they find there anything to nourish a Christian soul? And if you know the Vatican Museum of Modern Art, this is absolutely true.
I visited the Vatican, but I didn't visit the Vatican Gallery of Modern Art.
You were right.
My instinct kept me away from it.
I think we just walked through it, but it is. It's got everything it's got. Oh, what's that American who dribbles on the canvas? And it's got Francis Bacon, and it's got... well, it's got everything like that.
Yes,
you know?
I did visit the Vatican Gallery of Ancient Christian Art.
You thought that was bad enough?
Oh no, Ancient Christian Art, the art of the very early period,
and
indeed.
Classical, Greco Roman.
It was beautiful, and all those lovely early Christian sarcophagi, I thought really beautiful.
Yes, they are, and they are basically in continuity with the Greek,
they are in continuity.
Greco-Roman. Yes,
with just a Christian touch or tinge.
That's all. But if you can tell a religion by the quality of its art, I'm afraid the Vatican Museum is no great recommendation for modern Christianity, at least in the Western Church.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have very many great or even good artists in the field of Buddhism either, because we have sort of standard conventional Buddhist art which has a traditional basis, but a lot of that seems to lack genuine inspiration in the sense of real contact on the part of the artist with some higher level of being. He's just reproducing the traditional formulae, which is all right so far as it goes, but it doesn't go nearly far enough.
Of course, Jung says this is the age of interiorizing the symbols. So we don't want... I don't think there will in the future be great poets in the sense in which there were in my childhood or my middle age, or great art in the old sense, because I think the music has changed and people are going to concentrate on being rather than living. And
that's a very interesting thought.
You wouldn't say that there weren't holy people to be found.
I'd be in very
Buddhist
sorry
work.
Indeed if I had to say that.
Yes,
indeed. Because that would be, well, that would mean that our last link, you know, had snapped.
I'm sure that that is what's happening, that there's this interiorization, and we're not going to look for our message in contemplating, however beautiful an effigy of the Buddha, say the Buddha, one is going to look for that image within. Which is very much, I felt, in Ajanta. I expect you know some of the caves I mean, where you go into, it's like a little nave of a church, and there you will have carvings of events of the Buddha's life, and much like a Christian medieval church in that way.
Rows of columns carved out
carved
of the rock.
Beautiful.
Very squat and solid.
And then at the end, through, as it were, the chancel, you will have either a stupa or an image of the Lord Buddha, and as you go in, it is like going into your own soul and finding there, within, an image of the self, in the self of the Kabbalists, in the Hindu or Jungian sense, and there it does communicate that inwardness of that image in a way that Christianity is always stressing the historicity, whereas Buddhism seems to stress the interiority.
That's a very interesting thought. It reminds me very much of a set of Buddhist cave temples or cave monasteries at a place called Bhajar near Pune. And we have, that is, the FWBO has a meditation center just there within a few hundred yards of those caves, which are, I think, 3rd century AD. And I remember when I was there last, looking from the veranda of the meditation center up towards the cave temples. And in the evening, when the sun shines from the west due east, and the cave temples, as it were, face east, the last beams of the rising sun penetrate right into the depths of that cave temple and shine directly onto the stupa at the far end.
Yes.
And it becomes, as it were, golden.
Wonderful.
As though the depths had been lit
and
up by...
This is the depths of the soul, this is the heart.
Lit up by, could say, the supernal sun.
Yes. I wasn't there. I wasn't in Pune long enough. I wish I had been.
Yes, this I think, is about 40 miles out of Pune.
Yes.
Between Bombay and Pune.
Yes.